Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When is an apology not an apology? Let's ask former President George W. Bush. President Bush was in Canada a week ago to speak at a luncheon of the Montreal Board of Trade. According to the Vancouver Sun, inside the Regal Fairmont Queen Elizabeth Hotel, a relaxed-appearing Bush spoke with very few regrets about some of the most controversial moves of his presidency. Quote, I am confident that I have made decisions based on principles, that I have made calls as best I could, and I did not sell my soul, unquote. Bush said this to an audience of about 1,000 men and women, each of whom had ponied up about $400 for a steak luncheon. According to Raw Story, Bush also said that he regretted appearing in front of a, quote, Mission Impossible sign in 2003 during an address about the Iraqi war. He regretted that particular representation because the war actually carried on throughout the remainder of his tenure, of course, with some of the bloodiest years yet to come. By the end of Bush's presidency, he had overseen the displacement of nearly 2 million Iraqi citizens and, depending on who you ask, during those years, civilian Iraqi death tolls ranged from 50,000 to well over 100,000. U.S. military deaths since Bush made his declaration stand now at 4,214. 3,368 of those were combat-related deaths. But what is most remarkable about his apology is that the sign never read Mission Impossible. It read Mission Accomplished, which of course it wasn't. But in the end, maybe, Mission Impossible would have been the most appropriate way of phrasing it after all. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories. You can learn more about the Iraqi War at ahiddenhistory.blogspot.com.